Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov, good morning. We're continuing the final day of Parashiyot, Matot Mas'eh, learning some Musar. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema, Rav Shlomo ben Shamsi. Okay. Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov.
Guys, please, quiet down a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, we're continuing. Parashat Mas'eh. Mas'eh, the second parashah, Boker Tov, good morning. Parashat Mas'eh is about all of the travelings as the Jewish people are traveling. And it's very, very in-depth. It goes through very in-depth as to all of the places they arrive to. And at times you're reading to the parashah, you're like, why does the Torah have to go through so much in-depth? I just want to read for you a little bit just so you understand what I'm saying. You don't think I'm, you know, trying to over-exaggerate. About a few aliyot, maybe three, four aliyot in the parashah, are just about their travels. You know, these are the journeys of the children of Israel. And it goes through every single place. And it goes through the summary of every single place they went to. They went from each and every place, back and forth, and telling us everywhere they went to, everywhere they came from. It's like, imagine, you know, a long story of just traveling. And the question is why? What's so important that the Torah needs to tell us so many details about all of the journeys of Am Yisrael? What is it trying to tell us? What is it trying to teach us? It's a very valid question. And I'm sure there are many, many different answers you can give to this question. I don't think there's one black and white answer. But I think, just at face value, what I was thinking, reading through the story, and maybe a message we can take that we're living in today, is that we are living through this story that the Torah is teaching us in this week's parasha. We are travelers. We are not home. This is not our homeland. Even though America treats us very nicely, we're happy, we have nice jobs over here, we make lots of money, right? Everything's good and happy and enjoyable over here. But this is not our homeland. And we're traveling. We came from Iran, we went to Queens, we're going to Great Neck. Who knows where we'll go next? I pray, hopefully it'll be in Israel, B'ezrat Hashem, with Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon. But who knows where we're going to be next? And we have to keep in mind that this is the route we're taking. We're not home right now. We have to keep that in mind, that we're travelers. There's a beautiful story that portrays this point. There was one time the Chafetz Chaim, someone came to the Chafetz Chaim and saw him in his house. And he saw the Chafetz Chaim. We learned already some of his books. We learned the Lashon Hara. We just learned with him. And he saw his house was very, everything was very minimal. He had very few shelves, very few beds, very few one couch, one chair, one table to sit on just to learn. And so the wealthy man who came to his house asked him, he said, I don't understand. He said, I'm not understanding. You're such a big rabbi. You know all the Torah in the world. You have everything in the world. Why don't you have all of the furniture you need? The beds, the couches, comfortability. Why don't you have all these things? That's what he asked him. It's a very valid question. He said, if you want, I'll pay for it for you. I'll sponsor it for you. I'll take care of you. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I have everything. He said, you only have one chair at the table. You have everything. How do you have everything? You have one small chair couch. How can you guys fit over here? It's a one bedroom apartment. What are you living in? He said, I'm perfectly fine over here. He said, let me give you an example. I'll share with you. He said, let me ask you a question. Anyone here go away for business ever? Go away for business? Anybody ever? You go away for business. When you go away for business, what kind of hotel room you stay in? Studio, one bedroom, small.
Holiday Inn Express.
Small little motel room, whatever. So if I come to you and ask you, say, why are you staying in such an ugly room? Why don't you stay in the biggest room, a suite? Why are you staying in such a room with one bed, small, no mini fridge, no sink?
Only for a night, right?
You're for a night, you're traveling, right? You're just traveling. I'm traveling. That's what you're telling me. You'll say, Rabbi, you're like, listen, I'm traveling. When you come back home, you come see my house, you see that I have all the furniture I need in my own home. So the Chafetz Chaim told the man, he says, I'm traveling. He says, I'm not here to stay in this world. You think we're here to stay in this world? You think we're here just to be permanent? So we're not here to be permanent. This world is a temporary world. We're traveling through this world. We're trying to fulfill as many mitzvot as we can and gain as closeness to Hashem as possible, so that when we get to the world to come and really we reveal Hashem's true light, that true feeling of blessing and reward, we'll really understand what it is, what the permanent world is. This is not the permanent world. We're traveling here in this world. We're in galut. We're in exile. We don't have the Beit HaMikdash. That's what we're mourning for during this time. Right? On Tisha B'Av, in about a week from now, next Sunday, we're going to be mourning, we're going to be fasting on Tisha B'Av. Why? And hopefully not. I pray that we won't be fasting, that the Beit HaMikdash will come sooner than that. But if we are fasting, the idea is, we lost the Beit HaMikdash. We lost our house where Hashem resides His presence. Right? Eretz Yisrael is the closest thing, the land of Israel is the closest thing to our home that we have left. We cannot have the perspective and think that we are home, we're comfortable. Our goal should not be that we live 120 years and we stay here in America. That should not be our goal. That's a mistaken Jewish goal. The Jewish goal, every single Jew should have the goal that I want to goal myself to live in Eretz Yisrael, to live in the land of Israel. And we pray that the Beit HaMikdash should be rebuilt, that I can go and bring the Korbanot, that we can go and see Mashiach. That should be our goal. You think Mashiach is going to come and take us from Greinig and bring us up to Yerushalayim? You think he's going to stop by Great Neck first? I hope so. I mean, I hope he's going to come and join us for the shiur first, and then he's going to take us. That's the ideal. Maybe he'll grab some tater tots on the way. Who knows? Right? They're pretty good breakfast. We have 5-star breakfast. Any other minion candies in the world, you don't have this type of breakfast. But that's true. So if you're going to go anywhere in the world to get breakfast, he'll definitely stop by here first. But if he's not eating breakfast, I don't know. So that being the case, don't be mistaken and think I'm comfortable. Chubam. I'm good where I am and I never have to move and leave. That's not true. We're here temporarily. Right? You want to have a comfortable home? Fine. Are we not the Chafetz Chaim? Definitely not. We're not on this level. We're not meant to have such minute, minimal things. I understand. But the lesson we can gain from the story and the lesson we can gain from this week's parasha, we're travelers here in this world until we get back to our true home. Until we get back into the land of Israel. And until we get back our Beit HaMikdash, the third Beit HaMikdash. And we're living happily over there where we're truly supposed to be living. This is not our home. We're travelers. And we're running around from place to place. And we're going to continue running around until we get to Israel. And there's going to be continuous anti-Semitism. And continuous people going against the Jews for no reason. No other reason whatsoever. Because we're not home. Once we all arrive home, and we're all following and keeping Hashem's words the way we're supposed to, that's when Mashiach will come, and that's when the Beit HaMikdash Hashem will be rebuilt, B'zal Hashem. And that's what we pray for every single day. So keeping this in mind when you're reading our parasha, that it's not just, oh, okay, we're traveling the journeys. No, it's not just the journeys. It's teaching us that you're the same thing. You're also doing the same thing. Why are we going from this place to that place, and this is that place? We're traveling. You know, sometimes people go on business every single week. So they go away for business every single week. They come home for the weekends. And they go across the world. They go to Charlotte, they go to Baltimore, they go to this place, they go to that place, Atlanta, they go to Georgia, they go to... What are you doing? Where are you going? I'm going around the world, I'm traveling. So, yeah, you're right, you're traveling, because you're not settled, you're not in a permanent place, because you're not in the land of Israel, you're not home. B'ezrat Hashem, we pray and hope that b'mirah b'yameinu, very soon, that we'll gain Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiach will reveal Himself and come. We'll gain the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beit HaMikdash. We'll all move to Israel. We'll not stay here. This is not our permanent home. This is our temporary home. So we all gain the knowledge of what we're supposed to be doing. And we keep the mitzvot. And we all move ourselves to Eretz Israel. We build ourselves a Mashari community, a Jewish community in the land of Israel. That we all be together over there, B'ezrat Hashem. And we pray and hope that that will happen, not only very soon, but this week. We pray no Mashiach will come this week and we'll all be able to go up together, B'ezrat Hashem. Have a great day.